staff trained to deal with Indigenous women? Are they bilingual? Are there interpreters for them? Because I get the impression that there is a message that isn't getting through there. Secondly, how do you combat malnutrition, chronic malnutrition among children? Because one child out of two is affected, every other child is affected by malnutrition. What programs do you have to combat poverty? How do you explain that 40% of the population give birth, of the pregnant population give birth outside of hospital services? What is the cause of that? What are the reasons behind that? Can you give us explanations, please? Turning to access to drinking water, there is a problem there because the population in rural areas do not have access to drinking water, and so they go to the rivers. Unfortunately, 50% of the rivers are polluted. Lead, arsenic and fecal matter. What are you doing to address that and clean up the rivers? There are still 1,600,000 children who are not registered and who have no ID documents. What are you doing about that? How do you give them information about proceedings, costs, time frames on birth registration? What do you do? How do you get the information across to them so that they can follow the guidelines and ensure that the children are really registered through the proper channels? Because you penalize them, they have to pay. It's 15% of them have to pay to have that, because the population needs to register these children to ensure that they have ID documents. And what are you doing about informing them as to the importance of the birth certificate, the different procedures and the costs? Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Maho. I just would like to ask interpreters to...
Of course, with pleasure.
Several minutes, please. Very briefly or tomorrow, as you wish. Tomorrow. Okay, Mr. Okay, then...